If you listened to Stateside last Friday, you might have heard our conversation with Steve Muth from the town of Onsted in Lenawee County. Steve and his wife Jane, their adult daughter and her boyfriend, had been stuck on the cruise ship Westerdam for 2 weeks due to fears of the new coronavirus outbreak. When we spoke on Friday, the ship had finally made port in Cambodia. Steve and his family were relieved and expecting to be back in Michigan this weekend. Yeah, that didn't happen. Joining me now from Cambodia is Steve Muth. Steve, what in the world is going on?
April, it's not done till it's done. I'm afraid to say we thought we had crossed the finish line, and with all of 2% left, we didn't get there. So what happened was we started the process of taking flights home, boarding a charter aircraft in Shankville, the port town here in Cambodia, landing in Phnom Penh. By the way, we got a very nice reception, 10 generals from the army there greeting us, very nice, bowing in a very positive way in terms of greeting us with a very warm, heartfelt kind of response, only to go into the main ticketing area and find out that our flight was not leaving. Initially told it was delayed, but realistically what happened was there was an 83-year-old American woman, supposedly, that fell ill in Kuala Lumpur, and that stopped everything. Nobody was going anywhere from that Westerdam flight, unfortunately. So they basically diverted us to a hotel here in Phnom Penh, and here we sat for the last 3 days wondering what our future looks like. We did testing yesterday, and by that I mean actual testing for the virus, which is not pretty. It involves taking a 10-inch cotton Q-tip swab kind of a deal and sticking it into your nasal cavity to the point where it touches the bottom of your brain.
Oh.
Pull that. I know, it's not pleasant. I hope I didn't offend your listeners. But it's true. That's what they do. And then when you're done with that, if that doesn't affect you enough, then they go to your throat, the same level, another 10 inches all the way to the back of your throat. I've got, by the way, a pretty strong gag reflex, and I had to cackle a number of times before they got that out of me. 400 plus were tested, apparently all negative. We had a meeting today with the CEO in a cocktail reception at 6 o'clock. It looks like everybody came back negative, which is great, but we still don't yet have approvals for flying out.
What are you being told right now about, you know, is there at least a game plan in place for what happens with the next round of testing or how long you'd have to test negative to be allowed to leave?
So that's a great question. And my question to the authorities is, why, you know, none of this makes sense, because here's the deal. Why does Cambodia care if we have illness or not? If we get on a plane to the U.S., that affects Cambodia in no way whatsoever, right? And so we keep hearing the State Department, embassy people saying one thing that just doesn't make sense. That's been a constant disappointment and frustration because they keep saying things that just don't seem to really make sense to anybody. A lot of Americans are very frustrated with this.
Has the State Department been responsive to your request for information or for help?
No. And by that, I mean, I've had interactions with them, frustration with them. The ambassador, by the way, is absent, AWOL. Haven't seen him at all throughout this whole crisis. Look, I don't know what they got going in the country of Cambodia, but I can't think of anything more important than 600-plus Americans looking to get home. He has not been here at all. And I asked a staff member today, and I got no answer. So as to where he is and why he's not here, just a lot of frustration, quite honestly. And not a good, you know, it's just been a negative experience with those people from A to Z. The cruise line, great deal. They've been outstanding. The people of Cambodia, thumbs up. Just all over, very, very good. Our own State Department, thumbs down. Not good. At almost every level. They've not been offering really any valuable service or information at all. They might give you a bottle of water, but, you know, don't expect any help from the U.S. government if you, you know, come to a place like Cambodia. And I'm disappointed to say that, but it's true on so many levels. And to be honest, when I ask them questions, they give me an aggressive, negative response. Why is it we can't do this? Why, you know, why is it, for example, that Americans can't fly out of, you know, certain areas or different airports? They can't answer that for me. They say that, you know, you might not get through. Well, why is that? How do they know that we're from the Westerdam or that there's issues here? No answer.
What's the mood been like among the passengers? Is it safe to say the level of impatience is growing?
I would say so. And again, it's because of the State Department. We had a meeting today with the CEO of Holland America, and that was great. But when it comes to the State Department and the embassy, huge frustrations. People don't trust them at this point. They don't give consistent information. So, you know, if we get out of here, it's not going to be because of their help.
What is your best guess at this point about when your family might be able to be home?
2 days. We hopefully will be on a plane in 2 days. Tomorrow would be great. It's possible, but it's probably less than 10% in my view.
Do you feel at all nervous about your own health?
I don't. Yeah, I mean, based on what I'm seeing with the people that we're with, I don't feel that level of insecurity.
Well, Steve, we're pulling for you, and good luck. We hope you guys are able to hang in there for a couple more days, and hopefully it's not any longer than that.
Yeah, let's hope so. We're looking to get home to Michigan. Absolutely.
Steve Muth of Onsted, thanks very much for checking in.
Thank you, April. Have a great day.